This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yoimi. Today we are in Kalim. We'll start from Hey Gimel, Chazring Shabbos, Gimel and Dal, and then go to Hey and Vav. So we're going to be a Hag through Ho. Sounds right? Yeah. All right. Not the easiest Mishnayos. It's so hard, but not the easiest. Let's try it again. We had some trouble on Shabbos with these Mishnayos. Hag. All right. The crown of the oven is Tahira. What was the purpose of it? It somehow preserves heat. It seems like it was just a ring, like a crown. No bottom. Now, it's not a klicheres that has a kibble. So why would it have tumah? Obviously, the only reason it would have tumah is you would say it's somehow part of the oven. And we are saying that it's not. Why? Apparently they say it wasn't really necessary. It wasn't so common practice. All right, fine. So it's Tyra. Tiras HaTanur. So here we go again with this business. We spoke about this at length on Shabbos. So we can't afford to spend another 15 minutes on this today. We gotta get moving. But we're just gonna say there was some box adjacent to the oven. And we're not sure if it had three walls or four walls. I'm noted that it had three walls. Seems to make more sense to me. Otherwise, it's a klibif neatzmai. What's the issue? Elamai, you okay, Mr. Titan?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
This picture shows that there's a hole when they put the stones in it.
No, I think that's just clay just attaching it. It's like glue of some sort. I don't think it's a hole. No. Okay. So the Tiras HaTanur, they put the bread there after they bake it. So the Mishnah says, if it's four tefachim high, it is tumas maga and an avir. And that's own independent tuma. But that's the shirim of a taner. So you're giving its own tadin of a taner. It's funny. It's not considered part of the main taner, but has chashivas of a taner. Why does it have the din of a taner? You don't cook in it. This is a very strange halakha. No? You don't bake in it. Why is it din of a taner? I don't really understand it. You understand it, Maisha?
Just baking something like with the Ravona. That's like I can pick up.
This thing in the bottom, they say the Ram says nothing to do with the sheer taner. This is the size that's usable. Okay, fine. That I understand then. They said if you the Rambam, yeah.
If it came hot, so they were able to.
They were less than four tefachim high, they would not be able to put in the bread there.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's ready.
So that's a little easier to understand. I'm going to go with that because that makes more sense to me. All right. Fine. Less than that is Tyra. Okay, that seems pretty obvious. Fine. I'm sure there's somebody talking about why I have to say that. Now, if it's attached to it, even if it's sitting on three stones, which is not really supported so well, yeah. Then, Tmeyum. It's now considered a part of the Tanur. And therefore, it's considered a chelik of the Tanur, and it's Mekabel Tuma by through the Tanur. Even that, for Tvachim. Now, I thought you said you have to have the same function as the Tanur to be considered. It has the same function? Exactly. It's not baking.
What was the function of the courtyard?
To store the baked bread.
Store?
Post-baking. Yes, temporarily, yeah. I don't think long-term, but... All right. Not so clear. Not so clear. Next, you have attached to your oven a little container. On cheres. You put in pashal shemen, you put in spices, you put in ner. Okay. Halacha is, now, are they on their own mekabel tuma? Let's see. They have tumas maga, not tumas avir.
So they're
Reb Meir. So this is like this. If tuma touches either the kira, then these kalim become tummy, and vice versa. Now, ikra din midaraisa, we would say they're considered separate. Why are they considered separate? Because they have different functions. They just happen to be attached to each other, but they have different functions. Somebody thinks somebody says that, no? That's what we said yesterday, right? Yeah. Therefore, Minatayra, they would not be considered one kli. It's only Midrabanan. And the Rabbanan therefore said, Maga but not Avir, so you shouldn't come to burn Truma and Kachim Tmeya, which is a concept going to come again today. And when they make Tumah Rabbanans, they make certain leniencies, so you understand that's the Rabbanan. When you come to burn Truma or Kachim, they came Tumah through it. Okay. Good? Yeah. Some Din Rabbanan. But not Avir. Okay. Not Avir. Why? Because that was what we said.
So fine. To keep people reminded.
Right. Say over here. Ba 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 ba. I think someone said because they don't have the same usage. Right. We saw that yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They don't say this for purpose. Rabbi Shmuel is Matayr. Why? Why is Rabbi Shmuel Matar? He says, they didn't make this Din Darabanan. Okay, fine. Fine. They don't do the same halacha. And we leave on the Din Daraisa. Mishnah Dal. A tanor that was not heated from the inside, but was heated from the outside. Or heated without the das of the balabat, the balabais. Oh, it was heated up in by the house of the uman, and by the craftsman. Oh, now, this is going to come up again today. It says, it's obvious from our Mishnah that a tanur that's heated up for the first time before it's attached to the ground is mekabel tumah. Because in the case of the craftsman, the manufacturer, it's not attached to the ground. This would be like the opinion of the Chacham we're going to see in today's later Mishnahs. Rabbi Yehuda, though, we will see, disagrees with it, and he says that the first firing up has to be attached to the ground. So, take note. This is going against that.
First firing has to be on the...
Yeah, we'll learn about that today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. So if I have a tanur, where am I over here? Yeah. It was heated up in the house of the uman. Okay. Tame. Maisa, you heated it up. What's the chiddush of the uman? Is it the chiddush? Is it some say the chiddush is that he didn't heat it up to bake with it? Okay, didn't have that kavana. Okay, that's the chiddush. Fine. Some say that he heated up; it wasn't fully finished yet. He was going to add on more to it. Okay. Tommy, doesn't make a difference. Mice, I'm just not right that there fell a fire in the factory where they used to make ovens in Kfar Signa, in the village of Signa. The Shiloh came to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne, and he said, Tame, Lamaisa, they're completed. I was through an inferno. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's go ahead. Mois Musaf. Ah, we brought a car Musaf today. Musaf Atanur. The addition of the town of the Balabatim of the private people is Tahar. What is this doing exactly? It's like a crown biter? You added onto it. It did not have any function, and therefore it's Tahar. Generally speaking, when it comes to Kalim, when you add to it and it has function, it's part of the Kli. But Tanur, we know that things are mekabel tumah even though attached to the ground. Therefore, it's not... We require more for it to be considered an addition. It has to have a din of a tanur. It says only if it helps for the main function of the tanur, for baking, it's bechal tanur. Since the moisef is not helping for the baking or the cooking, it just helps preserve heat. It's like the Ataras Kira. It's not considered a chilek of the Tanur. I guess it's only Mekabel Tumah. If you're a Moise, a Safa to a Kli, so you're a Safa to a Kli, but if you're a Safa to a Tanur, you have to have a din of a Tanur. To get a din of a Tanur, you have to help in cooking. You're not only helping in Shmiras HaChaim. Is this the same din as Ataras Kira? Sounds like it. So it didn't have that function. I think so.
Preserving the heat.
Yeah. So preserving the heat is not...
help with cooking or
But it doesn't help. It just preserves heat. Yeah. I mean, that does help, though, but okay. It's more indirect. Fine. Shenach Taimin, over the professionals. Tomei. Why? What do they do with it? He puts a spit on it. They used to use the ovens also for baking, roasting meat. They would put their shvud with the basar on a spit on, and it would lie on top of this moisif taner. Some say another pshat, you would put up the spit there and have a pot hanging from the spit. So therefore, it's helping in the baking cooking process, and therefore it's mekabel toma. Okay. Fine. You baking it when you're in a crunch. If a lot of people, you need a lot of bread, you use bakes over there. He sticks bread even into the mice of tanner. The Baal Bayis does not do this because he never has so much. Okay, no, never had the whole family come for 3 day yom tov. Yeah, he says you need a lot. All right. So what are they arguing about? Say the Tana Kama holds. It helps for the baking. You put the spit on it. Rech Sam says, no, that's not enough. You need mamish to be have the same function as the tanur, baking their bread. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he has to come up with a new pshat. So it didn't seem to be the same, but it's a different lumpness. I'm sure there'd be enough kamino.
It's not enough of the function of the tanur.
Yeah, it has to be right. It's the same function, not just that you're helping for baking, not in the same general category. It's the same exact function. Kayotze by similarly, Musaf Hayoira, adding to the pot of shulchan is the people that cook olives. Why would you cook olives? They say after you press the olives, you cook them to get out more oil. I guess it'll float to the top, yeah. And you used to put extra layer of clay around the top of the pot to prevent the water overflowing when it boils. Since you need it, because you get more, you can mamash fill the pot to the rim this way, and therefore it's functioning. It's adding to your pot. Avadat mekabel tumo. Shal tzabayim, but the people that do dyeing clothing with colors. That is tar, that they don't need it. What they do it for? Says they don't really go to the brim. Because they don't want the water to reach the tit, because the tit would be very bad for the dying water. So what's the point of it then? So this is, I think, is a discussion. They say some say it was just there for beauty. Beauty? A clay rim looks very beautiful. Tell your wife, come home and see her chalup, her soup pot. Say, here, let's put a clay rim on top. It looks beautiful. It looks beautiful? I don't need my pots to look beautiful. As long as they look decent. Others say, just to prevent things from overflowing, but that's rare a little bit, because then it does have a function. By the way, we had this Mishnah in Idyas, Zayin Ches. The Gemara says, I think, the Mishnah says this way, and says originally they say it the opposite, and then they switched. So this, we learned Idyas here from Mishnayos from all over the place. We definitely had some of the steps that we learned already, and plenty of steps we did not learn already. This is one of those. Yeah. All right. Tanur in oven. A lot about ovens these days. Everybody say keeps coming. And guess what's coming up? When's it coming up? I think this parak, no? The most famous Mishnah. One of the most famous Mishnayos. Yeah. Achnai. Good. I guess it'll be Tuesday. Tanur shal Achnai. We had an Idyas already. I think it's an Idyas, Oilus, and in Caleb. I think it's in three places. I think so. I'm not sure. Definitely an Idyas. Definitely in Caleb. I think it might be an Oilus, too. One of those famous Mishnayos and Shas. Tainu Shalach Noi. Anyways, get ready for Tuesday. It makes sense it would be here, right? These are all the halachos of the Tanur. Tanur that you put, you filled it with dirt until halfway up. Why would you do that? I don't know. Because you're putting stuff through the top, and it was too deep of an oven. Uh-huh. You just threw dirt in there. Okay. May offer ulematum mitam maybe magum. from the level of the offering downward has tumas mago. Ulamalon, that upper level and upward is tumas avir. What's going on over here? Often usually I just have tumas avir. What does tumas mago? So they explain as follows. They say like this. The Ovid, the bottom half, would become Tameh if a Sheretz or any other Tumah would touch the top half. If the Sheretz touches the bottom half, nothing happens. It's Baltal Shem Kli. But if you touch the top half, then the entirety of it becomes Tameh. But if you don't touch the top half, you just tell a Sheretz in the airspace, and the top half, then the bottom half does not become Tameh. Mashenkin, the top half has Tumas Avir as well.
Who cares about
that? So, we got that? So, the bottom half, if Tumah comes to the bottom half, nothing happens. Yeah. If it comes to the top half, then it depends. If it's Avir, it does not extend. If it's Maga, it does extend.
But there's dirt in the bottom half, so who cares what happens to the bottom half?
Well, he's got to know if it's Tumah, if something touches it, you got to know if your Tumah, if that thing, food touches, it becomes Tumah. What's the Pshat? It's like this. Mikra Din, the bottom half should have no Tumah. Because you already filled it with dirt. It's not roi for any usage. But since it's attached to the top, a chomer geyser. And like we said before, many times they're geyser, and they want to make loopholes and leniencies, so you should understand it's a rabbanan, and therefore they're geyser for maga, not for avir. This is similar to another case we had like this. Mishnah Gimel. That was the case of which case was that? That was the case of the base of Pach, the base of Tavlin, and the base on air. Yeah. And Mago and not Avi, right. Okay. Nasanai. You took your oven, you put it Alpia bar on a pit, Alpia dos. What's a dos? A dos is above ground. Like a bar is like an in ground pool, a dos is above ground pool. But Nasan Sham Evan, and you put a stone there. Now, it's very interesting how they interpret this. The stone is there to help the oven be suspended over the bar or dos without falling in. Apparently, you know, if the walls of the oven would be wider, it wouldn't be much of an issue. But apparently the walls of the oven were narrower, so it was going to fall right to the bottom. So you put a stone, you wedged it in to keep it suspended midair. And it's not clear why that line is to be in this Mishnah. Let's see. If you light it down at the bottom of the pit, and it helps the top to be hot, then tome. We're talking about lighting it up for the first time to make it mekabel tumah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if we light it at the bottom of the pit, and it heats up the oven on top, then you're mekabel tumah. But if not, rather you have to actually get the fire in the oven itself, in the airspace of the oven, by putting some sort of stones there, whatever it is. Then there's no tumah. Why? Why would that be? So here we go. We need to understand a very important machlokes. We learned that a tanur, a brand new tanur, is only mekabel tumah after you heat it up. Yehuda says, for the very first time you heat it up, it needs to be attached to the ground. We had this somewhere. Maybe I just had it in the Gemara and Shabbos. I remember this whole shmooze. The first time has to be attached to the ground. Valshtein posik tanur v'kirayim yutatz. Tamei yulachem. Yutatz mashma that you retire it by detaching from the ground. So mashma, that to be mekabel tumah has to be attached to the ground. Aha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, see from here, by the Shas Gemara Malacha, has to be attached to the ground. Fine.
Makes it attached now?
Oh, one second. Hold on, we're getting there. Okay. So now, like this. In our situation, where the oven was on top of the bar, it was not on the ground, mamish. It was hovering over it. So it's not really mechubar the karka. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, if the walls of the bar and the walls of the oven are very close to each other, and you only have to stick in a small stone to get it to stay up, and therefore, since it's a tight seal, there's enough strength in the fire at the bottom of the bar to go up and heat up the oven on top, and the fire does not escape, then we could say that this tanur is now mechuber to the bottom of the bar. And the walls of the bar are an extension of the walls of the tanur. And memela, it's mekabel tumah. Wow. But however, if there's a larger space between the two, and the fire escapes, the heat escapes, and you'd have to make a raise up with stones to make a fire that's higher.
To heat up the area?
Yeah. Then we cannot say that the walls of the bar are an extension of the walls of the oven. And then we'd say it's not considered mechubel karka, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. There's like a lot of steps to this. A lot of steps to this. To say, no! You don't need the tanner to be mechubel lekarka the first time it's heated up. Even if it's not mechubel lekarka. Even if it's not mechubel lekarka, it's mekabel tumah. In our situation, even if you can't heat up from the bottom, and if it's not mechubel lekarka, it's considered it's mekabel tumah. Chomel and Sarah from the Pasuk. Tmeim you, tmeim yil lachem. Why does it have to say double lashon to teach you that it's mekabel tumah whether it's mechubel lekarka or not? Also, worth noting, important, this applies only to the very first time it's heated up. That's the Gemara Malacha. Once that happened, you got past that stage, and it's a mekabel tumah, then going forward, even if it's not attached to the ground, even as the Gemara says it's hanging from the neck of a camel, then Rabbi Yehuda would be maida, there would be tumah. And this is what we referenced to at the beginning of Shir today, about the ovens not being attached to the ground, etc. Okay, these are hard mishnayos as well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.